actually tweeted that post, and Stampy got back to me in like 2 minutes. And he's a little critical. He said it's not his fault what people do with his content. And so I apologized, and he told me it was okay, and that he loves Pokemon, and I told him I love Star Wars, and we're okay now, and I was retweeted, we retweeted about 150 times. Stampy has 5 million followers. I have like 154. So this was a big deal. So we've had love and despair, and now I bring you a 10-year-old girl who has never had a crush. But she does have this deep relationship with place, and I think a lot of children do. And if you think back to your first home or your grandparents' house or even your first grade classroom, you probably can relate to this. So this is the first chapter from my novel, Finders Keepers, which comes out this fall. And it's about a girl named Krista who has a cabin, and it means the world to her. And her dad has lost his job, and so they have to sell it. So the story begins as she and her new friend Alex decide that if they can find the loot left behind by gangster Al Capone in northern Wisconsin, they can save the cabin. I glared at Olivia Stanger's picture on the for sale sign. Her silver hair sparkled and her big smile showed teeth as white as wedding cake frosting. Icky, sticky, sweet. So I karate kicked the sign that announced she was selling my cabin. The sign swung away, but my foot kept going. I landed in the splits, then pressed my whole body against the grass. The sign swung back, but missed my head. I was fast, cougar fast. Olivia Stanger had forced a stake into the ground for her sign. A thin pole stuck out near the top of the stake, forming a backward number 7. The sign with her picture hung from the top of the 7, and the icky, sticky, sweet smile was as wide as my head. Next to me was a big stick, so I held it against the ground and pulled myself out of the splits, and we were face to face again, me and Olivia Stanger's sign. So I whacked her face with the stick. And then I spit on the sign right by the words that said, Olivia Stanger, your Wisconsin Lakeshore Realtor. What'd that sign ever do to you? The voice was a boy covered in mud. Mud on his hands, on his knees, on his green shirt. He stood in the grass a few feet from the gravel driveway. I looked at the muddy boy, then the sign. I wished Olivia herself would answer, because if the for sale sign was a magic talking sign, she'd say, Miss Krista Boyd Adams, I will make sure you're home every summer, stuck in arts camps, and you'll make paper bag dresses and sock puppets. From under the mud came the voice again. You got a problem with that sign? Yeah, I got a problem with this sign, a big problem, he said. That lady's face is on signs everywhere around here, I guess. Some people must like her. I guess they do. They must like a thief in a business suit selling their best stuff, the stuff they've had since they were born. He eyed the cabin up and down. It's not as nice as the places for sale in Arizona, that's where I'm from, but it's a decent cabin. Does it have an actual bathroom with a toilet that actually flushes? Of course it has a flushing toilet. It's not a hunting shack. It has electricity and a fireplace and 2 bedrooms. It even has closets. He nodded. Then you'll sell it for a lot of money. Money. That's what my parents wanted. Money from the sale to pay their bills. I'd rather sell our house, which was 10 hours from the cabin in a boring neighborhood with hardly any trees. Nobody should buy this place, I said. If you're honest, you'll tell lookers the truth. Are you honest? Guess so. My brain had to work fast, race car fast. I said, bats sneak in the cracks at night, swirl around your head, and if they bite you, you need shots or you die. I've already had 6 shots and I'm only 10. I'm 11. He offered this fact as if it mattered. I continued, we hired 32 different bug spray guys, and they all left screaming, we've got everything. Bats, squirrels, ants, flies, moles, centipedes, spiders. Sometimes snakes come right up the toilet. We save spiders because they eat the other bugs. He shrugged. I ain't afraid of snakes or spiders. My dad would split his pants over the word ain't. He was a history teacher, but you'd think he taught English because of his obsession with words. But the school budget cut my dad, and words didn't worry him anymore. Just money. Right before we packed our summer stuff, my parents told us we had to sell the cabin. They couldn't afford the house and two cars and our cabin and still save money for college for my sister and me. I told the boy, I'm not afraid of spiders either, even poisonous spiders. And I'm not afraid of snakes. I just don't like them. The boy said, I don't really have fears, just born without them, I guess. You afraid of that house? I pointed to the white two-story house where Mr. Edmund Clark lived, only a few hundred feet from our driveway. My parents made me say Mr. or Mrs. when talking to old people, and Mr. Edmund Clark was old. He had a stiff leg and flabby face and silver hair like Olivia Stanger. He probably should marry Olivia Stanger since they're both mean and Mrs. Edmund Clark is dead. Mudboy said, why would I be afraid of that house? I said, the guy there is mean and older than fossils. His hand sprang to his hips. That old guy is my grandpa. You mean your grandpa? I laughed, but he didn't. Mudboy marched toward me with fists ready to spring. I karate kicked the air to show him I meant business, and then he laughed. Do you know how stupid you look when you do that? Do not. I held my arms ready to karate chop. He laughed even harder. He did this crazy spin-around karate kick thing with his arms waving, and then he stopped and held his arms ready to karate chop. We circled each other. I have a karate belt, he said. Me too, I said. I also have a judo belt, he said. I'd never heard of a judo belt, but it sounded way better than a karate belt. Me too, I said. I punched gangster Al Capone in the stomach, he said. Me too, I said. Punched Al and his entire gang, punched them all. He stopped circling and stomped his foot. Liar. Al Capone has been dead for like 100 years, and I know because he had a house down the road, and my grandpa's been there. I've been tricked. My lips sealed tight because I didn't know who Al Capone was, or that he was dead, or that Mr. Edmund Clark had been to his house. Mudboy said, I lied and said I punched him to prove you were lying. He sure looked proud of himself. Now it was liar against liar. Because if the grump was his gramps, why hadn't I seen this kid before? Wouldn't he have spent summers here fishing and swimming and tubing? Wouldn't he have been my best summer friend for years? We stared at each other, karate style, judo style. Finally, he said, your hair's really short for a girl. And that's what the girls at school said. My hair's too short, my clothes don't match. My cabin was supposed to be a fashion-free zone. I don't have time for braids and ponytails. You got a problem with that? He thought about it. Then he dropped his arms. I got a bucket of mud. I'm mixing up some mud pies. Mud pies? Mud pies. 10 points for hitting that sign from here. 20 bonus points if you hit her nose. I was leading 80 to 40 when Dad shut down the contest. He looked at Olivia Stanger's face on that sign. Bits of grass clung to her silver waves, and her pretty violet blue eyes were covered in mud. He shook his head and sighed. Dad went into the cabin and came back with sponges and a bucket of soapy water. He set it down by our feet. Looks like you and your friend have some work to do. If I ain't her friend, do I have to clean this up? Ain't. Dad did not split his pants. He said, good question. Who are you? Alex Clark, Ed's grandson. And Neil and Sally Clark's son. We're buying the house and Grandpa's pizza business so Grandpa can retire. Alex looked at me. I can eat pizza whenever I want. Me too, I said. And brownies whenever I want. Dad said, no, you can't, Krista. Now get busy. We got busy, but I couldn't stop thinking about the stuff Dad and Mom were probably saying inside the cabin. I didn't even need to eavesdrop because I'd heard it all before. Mom, Krista, why can't you think before you act? Dad, Krista, that's immature behavior. Mom, Krista, you need to make better choices. Dad, Krista, why can't you act your age? Someday, I'd be 16 like my sister Amelia, and maybe then my parents would say things like, I can't believe you're driving and our baby's growing up and you'll be graduating before we know it. That's what they said to her. Seems like Amelia was always growing up too fast and I was always growing up too slow. Too bad there wasn't a middle child who could have been just right. When the sign was clean, Alex and I stood back and looked at our work. I liked it better before, he said. Me too. I scooped a glob of mud on my finger. Nobody was looking as far as I could tell, so I rushed to the sign and did the job quick. And there she was, cabin thief Olivia Stanger, big smile, front teeth blacked out.